ruining the laws of Pesach, Bedikas Chametz, and I'd like to discuss, instead of the practical halachic aspects, to learn about Chametz in a very different light. That it's brought down in the Gemara Brachos in the second parak, we say a little kind of sar, and there are numerous Amoraim that had their own special tefillos that were inserted at the end of the Shmon Esrei. Alexandri Boston Matzli Yomer Hoch, that he said the following tefillah: Ribbono Oylem Goli Yadul Lefanecha, it's known before Hashem. Shiratzayin Lasa Shiratzayincha, that our will is really to do that which we're supposed to be doing. Umim Akev, so what holds us back from doing that which we should? Seor Shibisa B'Shiben Malchus. So what is this Seor Shibisa, this sourdough, this within the in this dough? So Rashi says over there that's referring to the Yetzer Hara. It's referring to our Yitzhahara, which causes our hearts to become as chametz. We envision matzan, which is thin, which is humble, and the Yitzhahara causes us to become haughty and to lose that sense of being humble. So let's share with you a few thoughts which a person could be thinking about when it comes to the Bedikas Chametz. Brought down by the Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, he says the following: "V'kivon shachametz yeshol remez liyetzahara." Since chametz, the whole idea of Pesach and what chametz is connected to this, the loftiness and haughtiness which represents the yetzahara, "V'kan yeshlonu remez shekashem she'anu mitzuyim levatal chametz b'leiv min haTorah." We know that there's a way that you could nullify chametz even without actually physically doing anything, just in our hearts and our minds. Just by doing bittul and saying this chametz is worthless, it's ownerless, it's like hefker. Kach onu chayovim levatel yitzahar mehalev. So too we have the same obligation to remove this yitzahar from our hearts and our minds, our intellect and our emotion. Ushul yimshul banu, so that it should not control over us. As the pasuk says, tashbisu, they should be removed. And from there, he says, that's hainu bittul halet belev. That's referring to the bittul, the nullifying of the chametz, which is in one's heart. Dechsiv, ki Yetzer lev adam ra mino rav. He says that we find that the Yetzer Hara is connected to the heart. And therefore, so too, when it comes to bittul chametz, one could do this by bittul belev, removing it from one's heart. Ukushim, and just as Shemaha Kabbalah v'ayra chametz v'livdo kabayis b'chorin, it's necessary that one has to go and to examine thoroughly one's home and all the cracks and crevices to make sure that there's no chametz anywhere in one's home. Kach onu chayavon l'chafish livdok chidri veten l'koyos machshavos mihorim ra'im. So too we have to go into the deepest resources of our mind to be able to find anything which is inappropriate or wrong that needs to be corrected. U'kashem shebedika hachametz enu lul or chama v'lul or halavana v'lul or habuka. You can't use a torch, you don't use the natural sunlight or that of the moon to do the bedika. What do we use? El or haner, a candle. Kach bedika sitz Sahara and El or Hanashama. Hanikras Ner, Dixiv, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. So by being able to connect ourselves to the Ruchnis, to our Neshama, to our spiritual side, which represents the Ner, we're supposed to use our Neshama, our Ner, to be able to remove any chametz, any negativity from within ourselves. And to just share a couple other thoughts on this same line of thinking, it's brought down in the Sefer Shnei Luchos Abris, which is Rav Yeshaya Horowitz, who says as follows. Very interesting. We know one of the things is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is that we have to also check our pockets to make sure that there's no chametz found there. So he says as follows: Sarach livdo kakisin. That's necessary to check our pockets. After all, it's possible you might have stuck a piece of bread or something in there. And he says that what is that real the symbol of checking one's pockets? Your pockets need to be examined more than any other part. Why? Kirov averos b'mamon. If the chametz represents the yitzhahara, so our pockets is where we put our money in, so we have to really be bodek our pockets to make sure that there's nothing in there which does not belong there. V'toli b'lev lo sachmo de b'lev toli b'kis. He says that this is the inyan of checking one's pockets. Two other thoughts in Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, he says that even though technically midaraisa, as we're going to see next time, one could do a bedika, instead of doing a bedika, you just do bittul, just in your mind, that's good enough. But the Gemara says that that's not sufficient. Midrabanan, they require to do a bedika as well, to do an examination, because possibly on Pesach you may find a guska yafa, some beautiful cake, something delicious in front of you. Technically, you can just be mavatal it, and that's enough. But you may come to eat it. So he says that that is comparable to a person who is in front of them numerous things in which you may be drawn to, that your heart may be attached to naturally. And you have to remove that guska yafa from yourself so that you don't stumble and end up consuming that part of what you shouldn't be doing. And he says the small crumbs, the little crumbs that you find, represent the small averos. And I'd like to conclude with the thought of the Chidah. The Chidah says that ein bir chametz el sreifa. It says that the way that we destroy the chametz is we take our chametz and we throw it into this huge huge fire. What does that mean symbolically, as we're saying? Kolomar, ein lo tekan li yitzahara el sarfa be'esh ha-Torah. The way that you have to destroy the Yitzhahara is by causing the Yitzhahara to be completely destroyed by Torah study. As we find in the Gemara tells us, Shemar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Barasi Yitzhahara, He created the Yitzhahara, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. And to counter that, the anecdote to the Yitzhahara is Torah. So what do we see from here? Kivan Shabar Yisbarech, once Hashem created this Yitzhahara, Lo Matzatikan Li Yitzhahara El HaTorah. The only way that we can destroy the Yitzhahara, as Hashem is telling us, is through learning more Torah. So as we take our chametz and throw it into the fire, also the message is that we're supposed to rid ourselves of our Yitzhahara by being engaged in more Torah study.